Hello, everyone, and welcome to Words on a Wedding, the podcast that sees me, your host, Annie Bisher, interview my wonderful guests about their big day. Together, we talk all things proposals, planning, the ceremony, the fashion, the first dance, and beyond. No wedding-related stone is left unturned. So whether you're planning your own wedding, you simply love wedding chat, or like me, you're a not-so-newlywed who just can't let that wedding world go, hit subscribe on Words on a Wedding, play on the episode, and get stuck in. So today I'm joined by Kendra Lieber-Reiler and Isabella Fulger, founders of The Wedding Edition, in a dedicated Trend Report episode. Kendra and Isabella will be using their wealth of industry intel to single out some of the biggest wedding trends to emerge this year, the ones we'll be seeing much more of in 2025 and beyond. So Kendra and Isabella, firstly, thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, thank you so much for having us.
Thank you for having us.
First of all, by way of a sort of intro, and because of the usual format of the podcast, I would love to briefly hear about your weddings. So what's the in a nutshell version? Kendra, I'll come to you first.
Gosh. So I got married quite a long time ago, just over eight years ago. And what's amazing having the Wedding Edition is seeing how old fashioned my wedding has become in those 8 years. So at the time we had this beautiful grand marquee wedding at my parents' house, the beautiful flower trees. To me at the time, it was amazing. Everyone was on round tables with white linen. It was amazing at the time. But I think fast forward to where we are now, I look back at my wedding and almost cringe slightly inside, because weddings now are so cool and so amazing, with long tables, colorful flowers, potted plants. I think they're so exciting. But my wedding, in a nutshell, was amazing. It was hands down, apart from my children being born, the best day of my life, mainly because I got to marry my best friend. And I think that still remains the essence of why it was so special to me, because I'm obsessed with my husband, but I'm still obsessed with him today. And I love being married to him. So I think weddings are beautiful and they are amazing and they're these all-encompassing days. But I think if I reflect on my wedding and why it was so special, it's because I got to hang out and marry my best friend, which is adorable. Yeah.
That's all you can ask for. What a gorgeous way to start the podcast. Thank you, Kendra.
I know. So
and Isabella.
My wedding. I was unfortunately caught up as a sort of COVID bride. So we had to postpone a whole year, and we also had to halve our guest list, which was really tricky. And we went from sort of 120 to 150 down to 60 guests. So a lot of our friends had to come without their plus ones. But it was, we followed the same format we wanted to do. And that was the most important thing to me, because I am the person who's always dreamt of my wedding since being a little girl. Tom, my husband, in his wedding speech sort of said, this wedding would be going ahead regardless of me being stood here. It was happening at some point, and it was planned long before I was in the picture, which was quite funny from him and true. We got married at my grandparents' farm in Ireland, and it was a small church wedding. We did sort of tractors with hay bales to the farm to transport guests. And then we had two teepees, and it was very... We sort of had wildflowers on the tables and all very relaxed and just, yeah, lovely. And I think ultimately, as Kendra says, the whole being caught up in the COVID thing, it really does bring to the forefront, you know, why you're getting married. And actually, we were just desperate to get married, having like been engaged for 18 months and then postponed a year. We just wanted to get on with it, and we did, and it was wonderful. The best day.
And for our listeners, both of you had the biggest smiles on your faces when you were talking me through both your weddings. So that speaks volumes, surely. And huge congratulations, because the Wedding Edition is obviously one of the biggest authorities in the UK wedding space now. I want to know what made you guys launch it, because it is a recent, you know, you'd look at the Wedding Edition and think, God, this has been around for years, clearly, but it's a recent launch, isn't it, relatively? What made you guys and inspired you guys to launch it back in 2022, right?
Oh, it's been a journey. Isabella, I'll let you lead on that. But thank you for the kind words, Annie. That means so much to us, because I think we never dreamed it would have got this big when we launched it, which was during COVID. I'll let Isabella explain how it all came about and where we got to.
Well, so Kendra and I were both at Condé Nast, which is how we met and our relationship started. And we were there when Brides, which was the sort of number one title in the UK, was sold to Dot Dash in the US. And we sort of lived through that, and we both were still hugely passionate about weddings. We'd been moved to sort of Condé Nast Traveller magazine at that point, which we both loved, but our hearts were in the wedding industry, I guess, and all the relationships we'd built and made. So we sort of put our thinking caps on, and we wanted to launch something that was really relevant for now. And I think it was during COVID times, and I think COVID flipped everything, and especially in the wedding landscape, on its head. And we always say it's been this like new era of weddings born, because couples are doing things differently, and they're not following the rules. That, you know, it really sort of changed the wedding landscape. So we came together and we were like, what could we launch that's really relevant for now? We knew it had to be digital. You know, we always sort of give the example that even like 5 years ago, people were still ripping out of a magazine like a wedding dress they wanted, whereas during COVID times, that really shifted. And it was now you were saving an influencer or whoever it was wearing this wedding dress. That's the one I want on my phone. So we knew it had to be digital first. And Kendra, I'll let you talk about sort of how we merged sort of working with content creators into that. And it's sort of this new wave of publishing.
Yeah. And I think that was really important to us. So as Isabella said, and I think even what I said about my own wedding, looking at it now, 8 years ago, my whole wedding was planned by tearing out pages of a magazine. I had like a binder that I put everything in. And then obviously COVID happened. And really sadly, no one was able physically to go out and buy magazines. And also it was this really interesting time in terms of content, like digestion, where people were really, influencers merged from bloggers to content creators or influencers. And the rise was really like skyrocketing, particularly in lockdown. And you saw people having these like amazing like micro weddings, and they could only have five people there, which was heartbreaking, but also equally beautiful. So we knew that this was something very important when it came to weddings. So we wanted to create a very authentic narrative. So we blended amazing content creators, and that was like one of our original people we used as an example is Alexandra Dudley. She's this amazing content creator, foodie focused sort of luxury travel girl, and she was getting married. So she was sort of like the perfect person for us, because she could write this authentic content, and also blending her with amazing editors who we'd worked with. We have amazing list of contributing editors, and we knew that to sort of make it more immersive and cross-platform, we wanted to incorporate events into that and launch this sort of sense of community. So we launched when lockdown lifted at the Arts Club in the sort of like penthouse, Perrier Jouet, and we invited, I think it was 20 content creators who were either engaged or just about to become engaged, because that's quite an important market for us, because they're also very much in the zone. And it was amazing, and it was sort of really well received, and it was basically a dream, because I think when you go to launch something, you never know how it's going to go. Isabella and I also found out the week we were launching that we were both pregnant separately, which was a bit of a heart attack, to be totally honest. And we were in the Arts Club doing welcome speeches, talking about the wedding edition. I was like running to the toilet to projectile vomit.
It all comes down to relationships, because we met with Tom Couch, who was the events director there at the time, who we'd worked with previously, and said to him, look, we don't have a media pack yet. We don't have anything to show you. However, we promise what we're creating will be
amazing,
great, and you will love. And I think, you know, we launched this really, you know, we didn't have investors. We completely, you know, self-funded and launched this. And I think, we could have never really imagined what it has become.
No. And then it sort of was really interesting, because again, remember, this is the end of lockdown we're in. But quickly, Bulgari got in touch with us and were like, we want to launch our Forever collection. You're a bridal establishment. Can we do something with you? And we were like, absolutely, we can. And I think Boris Johnson did an announcement the day before our event saying he was going to put the world, like London, into lockdown 2 days later. So we had this amazing event moment where everybody came. People were literally like, I want to come, because it's sort of like the last night out, although it's quite controversial. But we got amazing like external press coverage. It was amazing. And that sort of like set the tone for what was to become The Wedding Edition, which is very much a digital magazine. We have these amazing events that are very community-based. And what's so lovely is there are the most beautiful friendships that are formed off the back of these events. So I think the lovely thing about weddings is it's the happiest time of your life. Like, you're in what we call like this lovely zone of just like joy, and you see the world with rose-tinted glasses, and it is amazing. So put people together who are all experiencing the same thing. And we always get told it's a bit like entering Barbie land. It's just so happy and everyone's so lovely and it's great. So I think that's basically the Wedding Edition in a nutshell. And then off the back of that, we now do events abroad.
As Kendra touched on, we both found out we were pregnant the month that we were launching. So our babies were born 6 weeks apart. So the first sort of 9 months of the Wedding Edition was Kendra and I being pregnant together, going to meetings, building this brand, and it was our other baby. And then when the babies were born, we've really made it work. And I think a lot of what we're about is championing sort of empowering women, and most of our sort of contributing editors are all mummies like us. Same with our partnerships and sales team. They're all working around school pickups and drop-offs. And that has been hugely important to us during this journey to sort of champion that. And the boys, I mean, I remember we did an event at the Shangri-La with a company called Sky Diamond. And we both had these sparkly dresses on, and we were running up to our husbands who were in rooms upstairs to breastfeed the babies, running back down to the event. And the whole thing, like, as Kendra said, very glamorous from the outside, but internally, it's a juggle.
Very much swans. Yeah. People are like going crazy underneath the water, but no, it's magical. And you know, you can't not love weddings. They're a dream. And also, we have the loveliest audience in the world who do incredible things. And I know you want to come on to trends next, so we can talk about trends, but
yes, but also about this audience and this, you know, the digital first approach. I do think that another way that the wedding space has changed, and the kind of podcast comes into this to some extent as well, is that weddings are this beautiful, joyous space that I think before you'd almost feel like it was a private members club that you were only allowed into once you got the ring. And as soon as it was carriages at dawn, you were then booted out. And the shame of, you know, who would ever go and buy a wedding magazine when you were already married. But now you can stay in that space. I don't imagine there's a huge drop off when somebody gets married from your following. Everybody stays because they want that joy on their feed and to continue seeing everything that brought them so much joy during that planning process.
Yeah, I think that's really interesting as well. So a lot of, again, our community that we go back to and talk about, again, in that we include people who've just got married, and that can be anything within 2 years because they're still in that zone, like you said, and probably listening to your podcast, reading our content. It's very much we say that the Wedding Edition is more than just like a wedding day. It's very much a lifestyle. And yeah, it's beautiful.
And actually getting engaged is a lifestyle now. It's not just, you know, you're planning a wedding around other things. We have so many people in our community who actually like quit their jobs or take sabbaticals to plan their weddings because it's such a big project for them and big life moment. And they treat it with so much care. And I think it is a lifestyle. And that's something as well that we really noticed when we were launching. And then actually as an extension of that, we do have our mini edition section. Just because we did notice a lot of our brides and grooms would, you know, go on to have children shortly after. And actually it's often the next stage, or maybe they've pre as well. So our mini content does actually perform brilliantly on the site as well. And we did an amazing launch party at the Lanesborough, which was probably one of our favourite events, Kendra. We shouldn't say that, but
it was so special. But again, and that's a lovely, lovely trend that we have a huge amount of our audience have babies pre-wedding, and then their babies attend their wedding. And it's gorgeous. I mean, my daughter is still furious with me that she wasn't at our wedding. She's like, why wasn't I there? Like, I should have been the main person. I'm like, yeah, it's true. Yeah, it's lovely.
Well, this leads us really nicely into the trends section of the podcast. So kick us off. What are some of the biggest trends that we've seen this year that we're going to see more of next year?
I think just to kick off sort of the biggest trend would be the non-wedding trend. And I think that is something that we have seen since launching and goes back to this sort of new era of weddings, that every couple really is trying to do things differently. They're trying to find that venue that no one else has got married at in Greece, or, you know, they want to do their invitations differently to what's been done before.
Really interesting thing that we do at the Wedding Edition is with our sort of with influencers or content creators that come to our events, we often support them with their weddings. We don't plan them, but we sort of say, where do you want to start? Here are the best venues, wedding planners, photographers for you. And as Isabella said, the first thing everyone comes to us and says is, I don't want my wedding to be like anybody else's. And that's really interesting going back. And I don't want to keep going back to my wedding, but when I got married, me and my friends had the exact same wedding. It was round linen tables with beautiful flowers in a marquee in your parents' garden. And not to say that that isn't cool, but today people are doing really exciting things with that. Even in Isabella taking tractors to her wedding and things like that, things have come on a long way, I think, very quickly. And I think social media has a huge part to play in that. So that leads on to, I think, another huge trend and probably an immense amount of pressure when it comes to weddings, particularly if you are, you know, a micro-influencer or even for anyone in a community of journalism, content creation, there is immense added pressure that your wedding almost has to be live streamed today. And another huge trend, which is amazing, to sort of help people support them in that, because, you know, you get married, you have this beautiful wedding, and traditionally your photographs don't come for about 6 to 8 weeks afterwards. And same with your wedding video, that can take even longer. So you want to be the first person to announce your wedding. It's really important for people these days that their photo is the first photo that's announced on their grid. It's really important. It's their sort of showcase of the biggest day of their lives. So having content creators now as an add-on at weddings is a huge trend. So people will have booked an actual content creator to do the live content so that that first post goes out and it's managed. And then it's really interesting. I think a lot of people now want to secure coverage in advance for that. And we've seen a huge rise, haven't we, Isabella, in, you know, in people in the community wanting to say, like, I'm getting married on this date, I'll have the images to you by this date. It's a real logistical process.
On the photography note as well, we work very closely with Benjamin Wheeler, who we love. And he was explaining to us that so many of his weddings now that he shoots at, the couple will have a photographer, fashion focused, and a wedding photographer, so him, so that they're also getting those gorgeous, like more traditional but cool wedding shots and fashion shots. And I think that's something that he said he's working increasingly with another photographer. And then on top, as Kendra said, you'll have a content creator there and then your videographer. So it's a big team now. And I think, yeah, content is at the forefront of it all.
You know, names in the industry like Ben have had to adapt quite quickly to that. I remember being really surprised the day after my wedding, we had the wonderful Ben Tynegate as videographer, and he got like a 2-minute snippet, which I believe he does for every client he has, the day after he'd filmed. And I think it's becoming much more the norm now that everybody knows that you want to get those out on social media quite quickly. So the videographer is going to give you a 2-minute highlights reel and your photographer is going to send over like 10 pictures. And I thought that's so interesting because, like you said, normally you'd wait weeks and weeks and certainly months for...
It's expected. Yeah.
Weddings also are an incredible opportunity. So if you are a forward-facing person in the content world or in the celebrity world, you know, there's a lot of elements and moving parts when it comes to your wedding. So you might be working with a special designer. The picture of the dress is incredibly important because you're not only... It's not only for you and your wedding day, but you've also got to please that wedding dress designer. So, and you know, what we also see, which is a huge trend, is when content creators are getting married, the followers sort of skyrocket as well, because it's this massive moment. And all these people who may love your content but not follow you suddenly are in your zone and now following you. And I think a really lovely example of that is, we call it the Sophie Habu effect. So Sophie obviously is the most gorgeous human being in the world. Her and Jamie got married and it was like the world was just couldn't get enough of their wedding and their content. And so what's lovely is to see that like the Sophie effect is still very much today. And we see it with content creators that they get engaged. You know, it's this huge moment, like like with Kim Kardashian when she had that you know, that amazing wedding that was featured in Vogue, her career skyrocketed on the back of it. So there is something when it comes to weddings that just is just magic.
Magic happens. Yeah. And yeah, also following on from that, Sophie and Jamie, who we work quite closely with at the beginning of their wedding plans, they one of the most popular features that we've ever published on the site was inside Sophie's Hendu to Paris, which was iconic, and we totally see why. But also that for us, we launched a hen series off the back of that sort of feature, because chic Hendus as well, like Hendus are having a revival, and we love it, and we're still trying to come up with a rename because we don't love Hendu, but we, you know, the Hendus we're featuring are just so cool. There's no tat, there's no willy straws.
You have friends like Gigi and Olive that have really capitalized on that and molded that space as well.
Totally. Georgie does an amazing job of that. I had to organize my best friend's hen do in the summer. And we did, again, like, it was all about the visuals. She is called Chantal. We did it in her chateau. So it was really beautiful, wine and cheese. We had this boat moment. But obviously we knew Gigi and Olive was integral to that. So she had her like cowboy hat, the fans, the slippers. And it makes it more of this, like, going back to Instagram, it is a lot more Instagram led. When I got married, I couldn't think of anything worse than my hen do being all over the internet today, because there is photos that no one should ever see in their entire life, even though I had the best time. But it's visually so chic now, and it's, again, you might only have six people there, but your tablescape is like beautiful linen and amazing crockery, and you're eating incredible things like oysters and champagne. So again, from a trends perspective, I think Hendus have evolved so monumentally and are almost like slightly less, but just as big of a moment.
And also couples combining as well. We're seeing like a lot of, you know, groom couples, they'll do their hen, not their hen, their stag together. And like actually, they, yeah, couples doing a celebration pre-wedding, which is their, you know, hen or stag do. And they'll rent a big house somewhere and they'll go and have like a gorgeous weekend. So yeah, that's been really popular for us is, sort of, yeah, documenting that sort of evolving landscape of Hendus.
There's been a number of it weddings, I feel, this year that have had huge sway on what people are wanting to do. Do any spring to mind particularly? I know Danielle Kopperman was a huge one.
One wedding that I absolutely loved this summer was Fran Newman Young. And to me, she epitomizes our audience completely in a nutshell. So particularly with the Wedding Edition, we have a very specific audience. Our reader classically will probably have a Chelsea Town Hall wedding or a Marylebone Town Hall wedding. And then they'll go somewhere like Spain or Mallorca for 3 days. Again, very similar to Sophie and Jamie. So Fran's wedding this summer was beautiful. She had the Chelsea Town Hall wedding, a gorgeous intimate lunch for like 20 people afterwards. It was like this fabulous, fabulous town hall outfit. And then had this big 3 day wedding in Mallorca. And her dress was gorgeous. It was Savannah Miller and sort of like corseted, had a train. It changed in the evening. She then had a big boat party the next day with another fabulous outfit. And I, to me, that was a very much an it wedding of the summer. And again, you know, you could see it like we want to cover it, Hello want to cover it. It's like those it moments. But as you said, there's loads of amazing celebrity weddings that have happened. We actually, interestingly, at the Wedding Edition don't cover celebrity weddings as much. It's a really interesting thing that we've done from the offset. So we're very much more in that influencer segment rather than the sort of like big Vogue weddings as such, because I think it's really important that everyone has their own lane, and we would never want to try and compete with an establishment like that. So for us, it was very important that what was trend-led or influencing us was amazing content creators or society-based weddings particularly.
I feel like this wasn't this year, but one wedding that always sticks with me was Zina Shah, who's a TV presenter. We adore her. And she wore her spotty dress, which I actually who I can't remember who it was by now.
And the Christmas John Rainbow shoes.
Yeah, and this iconic shots of her in London getting married. And then another trend we'll come on to is sort of repurposing your wedding dress. She then wore her dress to Fashion Week, which was just the coolest thing. And everyone loved it. Yeah, as Kendra says, we're not so big on featuring the really high profile celebrity weddings. We're much more sort of that London centric audience and a slightly more relatable, I guess, but still very iconic weddings.
I think it's those weddings that do become the more it weddings because, you know, there's no you know, exclusive rights on images. These images feed, you know, I'll see one wedding and then those images will continue coming down my feed for weeks and weeks and weeks to come from various...
Even years. They keep going.
Yeah.
Like Rosanna Leigh, I think, is a really nice example of that. I'm not sure if you've seen her wedding. She is now, I think, a contributing editor at Glamour. She was previously at Tatler Asia. She's the most beautiful person. But her wedding and her dress... and her mother's outfits, it was just that, again, to me, I think is like a really beautiful wedding. And her wedding keeps reappearing. So similar to like Zena, you know, and I hope what we'll see with Fran is those weddings will stand the test of time and, you know, be ones that we go back to that are saved on everyone's Pinterest boards for years to come. And I think, like you said, it's hard with image rights, with the bigger weddings, to be able to replicate those. And they are such colossal moments, which again, we are totally, totally here for. We love them. But I think our audience in particular, in terms of iconic weddings, are very much that Chelsea Town Hall 3-day wedding.
One of my all-time favorites that always jumps to mind is Henrietta Rixo. So she's one of the co-founders of Rixo. And her wedding, which we featured, and that is so popular and has been since we published it. But her bouquet of sort of colourful blooms and I think it's quite my vibe, that wedding. So I always think back to that one. But we could talk all day about
our favourite weddings. That's the nice thing though, Isabella. I think every week we get submissions for weddings and every week we swoon over them. Like, they are so beautiful and they are all so unique. And as we said at the beginning, this very much is the new era of weddings. And it's so exciting to be part of an industry that's evolving constantly and is so it's really exciting. Lovely.
Even yesterday, we actually published, it's just gone live, Charlie and Josh's wedding, which they are the founders of Opus, which is a very cool catering company that we've worked with on events when we did an event with Jimmy Choo recently. And their wedding was at Eadridge Manor, which is one of my all-time favourite venues in the UK. And it still actually isn't too sort of overdone, but I think they are going to firmly put it at the forefront of minds. It's got a sort of, it's a moated manor house basically, and it looks like you could be sort of in Tuscany somewhere. But their wedding went live on the site yesterday and it is absolutely, I mean, they prepared, they just look incredible, so their beautiful suits, everything.
Yeah, and the tablescape is perfect. And again, going back to that thing that we said earlier, and the coloured linen, it's just so perfect in every way. And I think colour is also a huge trend that isn't going away. Going back to traditional weddings are so not a thing now. And I think Josh and Charlie had a burnt orange linen colour for their table, which is just beautiful. And I think colour is something that won't go away and people are just getting more creative with it and doing colourful and exciting things, which is, so lovely for us to cover. The rise of the tablescape. And again, another thing that I love is you go back a couple of years pre-COVID, no one knew what a tablescape was. On the back of COVID, every wedding I go to, the best man speech is like, I want to thank my wife for all the effort she's put into the tablescape. Like, sorry, how do you even know what that means? Like, you know, it's amazing how, and that goes back to content being so integral now for weddings. And also there is a shift, which I think is very important to touch on, that some people are incredibly private with their weddings and they don't want it on social media. And I also equally love that because I appreciate that it's, you know, such a private day as well. So you know, it's either all or nothing now, I think.
That's a good way to sum it up, sure. And in terms of the fashion space, you guys talked about everybody wanting to make their own mark and do their own thing. And the assumption maybe might be that when you're talking about a white dress or the opportunities there in the fashion space, that they're quite limited. But people are making, you know, the clothes and those moments on their wedding day very much their own. How are they doing that now?
Yeah, I think it's really interesting. We recently did a shoot, a sort of content creation shoot in Mayfair. And it was with one of our contributing editors, Vina, and we went into Monique Lhuillier and tried on some dream dresses. The dresses that have been so popular for them in sort of recent times is the blush tones and also the floral prints, which I am obsessed with. Like, I think it's such a cool trend to not be wearing pure white, but actually have those beautiful tones. And then also, of course, the rise of the mini dress. I mean, and not just for your evening reception, this is your wedding dress. Like, people are wearing mini dress for the, you know, the entire, you know, ceremony, the whole day. And we love that. Sophie Habu, again, great example of the mini dress. I feel like she nailed that. But yeah, so they're the sort of main ones, I would say, in terms of the changes in this fashion and doing something really out there, or just not wearing white generally. We are seeing a lot of that. And suits as well. We love a suit.
And there's a big thing for totally bespoke dresses now, you know, with Emma Beaumont and Savannah Miller, and people are really getting enthusiastic about seeing the whole process. Like, I saw, you know, you spoke about Fran Newman Young. I think one of the first pieces of content I saw from her was the whole process with Savannah, which I love, which is all part of that space, I feel.
Yeah, exactly. She worked really closely with Savannah, and I think going bespoke is such a magical process for your wedding day. And I think if you're ever going to do it for a dress, it is the time to do it. And to have those sketches that you keep forever, and yeah, I think it's just so special.
And Kendra, we spoke about this slightly before, but there's a lot of personalization now.
So I think this is a really important thing when it comes to weddings, and something we've actually left off. So going back to what we do at the Wedding Edition with these events that are very community-based, what we try and create is essentially a mini wedding. And the aim is that people would arrive, they feel, taste and smell lots of things, and it leaves them with this warm, fuzzy feeling inside, and they're ready to conquer the world afterwards. So this goes back to personalization monumentally. So I think what's exciting, going back to what couples want to do differently so that their guests feel special and remembered. And I think a really nice example of this, even in a small way, is at Jamie and Sophie's wedding. I think they did a personalized note underneath the napkins, or with something for every single guest. They wrote an individual poem, every person that came, saying why they meant something to them and why they were so special and why they wanted them there at their wedding. And I think that is so lovely, because the people at your wedding, you know, you are celebrating your marriage and your big day, but these are all your favorite people in the world. Sort of, you know, 90% of them are your favorite people in the world, but majority are your favorite people in the world, all under one roof. And so it is this amazing euphoric moment. So you want to do personalized things to make people feel special and appreciated. And going back to what we try and do with our events, which translates to weddings, is this sort of personalization. So going back to scent, which, because I think scent and memory are such an incredibly powerful thing. So we work really closely with brands like Jo Loves, Jo Malone, and what they do is, which I think is so clever, is come up with a bespoke scent for your wedding day. And you have this personalized scent, your partner has that personalized scent, and then you can even put that scent in the candles so it floods the rooms. So when you're literally welcoming guests, they will smell you, you smell and look beautiful and amazing, and then they walk into this room and it's your room. And that blends really nicely into taste as well, which I think is huge, that historically people weren't so fussy on the menus being paired. And now that is one of the biggest things at weddings, is the food. You know, it's so important that the food is incredible. It looks amazing and it's paired beautifully. And we do a lot of pairing with champagne because we think it's a very exciting thing to do. So actually not going for wine throughout your main and dessert, we actually try with our events to pair champagne because it blends so beautifully. But what you can do with little bottles now. Nightimber, we did an event with them at Clifton on Monday. They can actually personalize little mini Nightimber bottles. So you can have that with one of your dishes or for your dessert, and it's something to cherish and take home afterwards. And again, I think personalization is having a moment that won't go away. It's a very kind and I think thoughtful element when it comes to weddings, because I think we can get caught up in the big day. But again, going back to what we originally said, it's so important to remember why you're getting married and not to feel too overwhelmed by everything. These are all your favorite people, all your family. And you know, weddings are emotional. There will be people there that you loved that aren't there. And, you know, personalization, I think, is a really kind way of showing the people you love the most that you care about them.
I think as well, just to add to that, we're seeing a lot of brides and grooms doing little things as well when it comes to their outfits. So we recently did an event with Jimmy Choo, and they have a personalization service, you know, on your wedding shoes, which I think is so lovely. And obviously, you know, in your veil to embroider something, and all of these touch points, I think, just make it even more personal to you, which is what it's all about. So yeah, we love personalization.
And with things like that, you immediately create an heirloom, don't you? Something that's going to be kept and passed down. And
even like from all of our events, we often embroider names into napkins and things like that as your place setting, or we might gift sort of bows, often Gigi and Olive actually,
with
initials. And I think all of these little keepsakes that your guests can maybe take away as well is really special when it comes like wedding favors. So yeah, there's so many ideas out there now.
Yeah, we've moved way past sugar almonds now, haven't we?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, thank you so much for joining me, Kendra and Isabella. That was an absolute joy. Thank you for sharing your wealth of knowledge. And clearly, you know, obviously everybody stay tuned to the wedding edition, because there's so many exciting things coming. And God, I love it anytime one of those images drops on my feed. I'd pretty much make a cup of tea.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. That honestly means the world to us. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Annie. It's really special to be here. So thank you. And yeah,
thank you. Thanks so much for listening to Words in a Wedding. If you liked the episode, please subscribe if you haven't already, and follow at Words on a Wedding on Instagram, where you'll find guest wedding photos and much, much more. Have a great week.